Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. This is Sasha of SashaTalks.com. We are celebrating the last leg of the marathon as we've navigated a very productive and beneficial year among the audience, the contributors, the writers, the collaborators, clients. I have a few updates for the platform for the new year, a quick housekeeping, and then we'll deep dive for a brief bit on the power of choice. Keep in mind that all content is subject to the terms of service and disclaimers of Sasha Talks. Number one, I want to thank all of the audience members who do join us and support different initiatives on the platform. It has been a wonderful journey to date. We are proud of hosting collaborators from different continents, different countries, different career paths, different walks of life. If you go to sashatalks.com, there will be a new variation of engagements coming out. So check out sashatalks.com if you are interested in any form of collaborations. Collaborations are different than the consultation and business services that are available. And to find out, go to sashatalks.com, click on the contact page. For those who love to write, who are proud writers, authors, journalists, there might be literary critics. If you are an individual starting out with a portfolio of work, or you already have established a running list of your accolades, you are welcome to engage on Authors by Sasha. There we do provide multimedia services, written interviews, and feature spots. And if you choose to expand your reach, can also include you on the VBS radio Sasha Talks. That some of the work that is posted on those platforms are also shared with a affiliate, creativecircle.com. And for anyone who is looking to continue writing, expand their portfolio of work, and you want to submit your thought leadership, your articles, your subject matter expert white papers for review, you're welcome to reach out to sashatalks.com and you will be connected to the appropriate source that may be able to help you. A quick overview. Over the years, I've talked about the power of free will. All of us are born with it. Not enough people exercise it. And those who do, we could always welcome a refresher of how to better make choices out there in life. And you have made it this far towards the end of the annual marathon, which means you have made a lot of choices that have come in small and large quantities. So, what is a choice? A choice has to do with making a selection or making a decision when you are faced with two or more possibilities. Possibilities are also options, whether you are making a choice among picking between two jobs or more, two job offers or more, whether you might want to make a decision between where you want to live, and you might have more than, or at least a minimum of two choices. Who are the people that you want to invest your time with? Where are you networking? Where are you working? How are you investing in designing your life? All of us have 24 hours in a day. None of us are any more special to have more time or less. But every person who's allotted that measure values it differently. And that is dictated by the type of choices you make. When you have more choices, it does increase your span of control. But do more choices always mean it is a good thing for you? Some people get frazzled when they're presented with more choices. Are you reacting to life where life happens to you and you just go with the flow? Even if it's bad stuff playing out, you go with the flow. You're not taking any control in your life. There is a certain degree of control that we humans have. We don't get to control other things, people, and our environment, but you do get to self-regulate how you go about functioning in life, regardless of your role. Each of us have many different roles in life. It doesn't mean you need to be working out there to have a career or a job or a role per se in that commercial area to have a significance. Everyone is significant in their own way, and that is where you define and decide and develop the value you bring to the table, which is why when things happen to people, I ask them, are you reacting to life or are you going to respond? Not everything in life deserves a reaction. You may have a reaction, but it doesn't mean that you have to verbalize it. or engage in any gesture or behavior. But when you respond, are you responding with care? Are you intentional with how you navigate through your day? Because each day adds up into a week, a month, a quarter, a year. So think about the choices that you have made for this year and how they have helped you reach the point where you are. Are you happy with it? What part can you control? If you could control a certain degree of it, then make it right. What part are you not content with that you believe you could do better? Instead of beating yourself over it, come to terms with it, accept it, and know that you could change your course from moving forward from this second on. Think about the different types of choices that we face. Some of them have to do with career, relationships, could be education for those who have children, parenting, how to manage your household, how to continue blessing and developing your family, how you live, how you take care of your health, your mindset. These are very simple examples just for the sake of simplicity and time. And then there are very complex choices that you will have to make in life. There are small decisions that we make and they add up over time. I call them micro decisions. When you go about living your day-to-day life, there are many micro decisions we might make, down to what type of nutrition you adhere to for feeding your body, nurturing your body. How do you feed your mindset? How do you take care of your physical reality in your physical space? Micro decisions over time add up and they get reflected back. Now, they could be small good habits or they could be small unfavorable habits that snowball over time. Either we're becoming healthier and we're progressing forward in life, or we are becoming unhealthier. It could be literally and or metaphorically, and we are regressing in life. That's why I tell people, don't get too excited over movement, because you could be moving left and right, but not moving forward. And when you're progressing, are you progressing forward or backwards? Some people do regress. It might be by choice or not being intentional, or sometimes life happens to you, and it is okay if you have to take a step back. It is life, but what are you going to do about it? Know that just because you might have been blown out of your lane, it doesn't mean that you cannot return. You dictate the direction of your life. That's why if you react to life, you're going to let third parties, society, people who think that they know you, but they don't live inside you, to dictate the decisions you make, because every decision we make has ramifications for good and bad. And guess who has to pay the price for it? You do. Going back to making decisions, the type of decisions you make do reflect back on who you are, your identity. How do you view yourself? Do the decisions that you make reflect your values, your belief system? Are you making decisions to make other people happy, or are you making these decisions because you truly believe in them? And if you truly believe in it, then regardless of how that decision will pan out, you'll be able to better navigate it. But if you're doing it for somebody else, you are going to develop resentment. Keep that in mind. You want to keep resentment away because it is a cup of poison. And the only you have to resent when you really dig deep into that dilemma is you. You don't want to go against yourself. When you make choices, it does contribute to your self-development. Now, every choice you make either will go well or it may not go well. You're going to have a barrage of all different types of outcome. It is normal. When I cross paths with people, whether they come out of the business realm or life, they hesitate making decisions because of the fear of failure. And I tell them failure is part of success. If you're too afraid to fail, you are not ready to succeed. So figure out what are your priorities. A good portion of them are going to be dictated by your values. And then as you go about making your decision, you will be able to pivot and course correct when needed. But if you're going to wait for the perfect time may not come. For most decisions, right now is a better time than in the future, because a lot could happen between now and your perceived future. And then there are rare cases where waiting for the right time makes sense. Being impulsive is not going to reward you. It might feel good immediately, but it will not reward you. And engaging in paralysis analysis to the point where you don't take any action, that is not going to benefit you either. You have to know through making choices. One of the things is identifying that window of opportunity when to partake in life. Take action and then see how things go. Now, the information is only as reliable as the source. I say that often. Sometimes people are too blinded and fazed by power, status. It could be a title or the longevity of how long they've known somebody. You have to remember, we are human beings. We have blind spots. And the information is only going to be as reliable as the source. And just because the source might have the right title or they have the right packaging or the visual that makes you think that they are credible doesn't mean that they are credible and two, that they are allegedly right. You don't know who's there to guide you. Some people may intentionally deceive. And then there are those who are figuring themselves out and they are not qualified enough to guide other people. We live in the times where most people are self-professed subject matter experts on things just because they had one event happen in their life, and all of a sudden they think that they've lived 50 years coexisting with that event to make them a subject matter expert. And it is dangerous when people who are either naive or not equipped with the right tools to go about and leave their life and possible future in other people's hands without doing any due diligence and vetting of what they need, why they need it, why are you seeking out information from third parties? It could be an individual, a group, an organization. Pay attention. And if you know yourself well, and it is a lifelong journey to get to know yourself, you'll be better equipped to use your intuition, your guide, your intellectual ability to know which direction you need to go in. Keep in mind, you don't have to be Einstein in order to make decisions. You have to become good at being you, becoming you, and developing yourself and becoming better than you were a year ago, than a month ago. And it will help you and contribute to making better decisions in life. Keep in mind, there is power in decision making when you are faced with conflict, difficult situations, overcoming failure. Sometimes it might even come in the form of overcoming loss. When you are facing challenges, there are good challenges which help you grow and acquire perspective. You might not get the epiphany immediately when you're going through it, but if you are keeping your heart and mind open with discernment, you will learn. Now, there are good challenges that help you become better, and then the bad ones, I often call them to be problems. Problems can be prevented, but if you find yourself engaged in them, figure out, are you part of the problem? Did you inherit the problem? And no matter what happened, the problem is in your path. How are you going to translate the problem and allow it to evolve into a solution? Problems can be a good thing now and then, but you have to know how to work them to your advantage, your self-development. Moving along from the type of decision making, I touched upon knowing yourself, your values. Pay attention to your mindset. If you have a fixed mindset from when you were, let's say, 20, I'm not going to go far as 10 because a lot happens between 10 and 20. So let's go with 20. You're over 18, you are a young adult, and your fixed mindset remains that way till, and it will remain like that indefinitely because you have made a choice not to grow, and you're thinking the same way at 50. There's a situation playing out and not in a good way. You're dealing with stagnation. Your mindset will impact the choices that you consider, the choices that you make, and how you navigate your choices. Are you a finished product? None of us are. Or are you a walking, talking human who is willing to grow? Growth means that you're willing to evolve. You're willing to allow the right influences, it could be from people, ideas, things, to come into your life, but you choose that. more than half the time. And that could help you mold the quality of your life and your lifestyle design. I touched upon this earlier. There are people who fear indecision. Fear is false expectations appearing real, whether you let society make you believe there are things that exist and you start reacting to it through fear, or you are feeding your mind with ideas and perceptions, and there is a clear standard deviation between that and the physical reality out there. Fear will most likely lead you to make the wrong choice. You don't want to be in situations where desperation leads you to make a choice out of convenience. Fear, you're more likely to be cajoled into making a decision that may go against your values and who you are and your willingness to be part of that decision. Some decisions in life are one way, they cannot be reversed. And then there are other decisions in life that you navigate and you do the best to make it work. No decision will remain fixed throughout the life of that decision, 9 out of 10 times. You will adjust. And if you choose not to adjust, then you're going against the laws of nature. I'm not saying you have to welcome ideas, ideologies, and decisions that go against who you are. If they go against who you are, you have to leave the situation or create your own option, create your own choices. Don't just work with the choices that life gives you. There are people who come up with their own choices because they didn't like the choices that were given to them. That is being responsive, not reactive. And there are times where people make a choice and then they go down the bandwagon of reaching out to professionals, friends, family to get that validation of they made the right choice. There is no perfect choice. It does not matter who you are, who you know, where you come from, what you do. It has nothing to do with all of the man-made layers of demeanor presentation. It just comes down to being human. And learning how to navigate uncertainty is an essential quality in life if you do care to prosper, to become better, to be a blessing in your life and the life of other people. It was a while back I came across content, and I thought it was something worth reflecting upon, that if you're going to make a decision, you're better off making a decision with at least 80% of the information already on hand. You don't need to wait till you have 100% of the information. If it's 80% and you make the decision, will you be okay with it 10 minutes from now? Will you be okay with it 10 days from now? Will you be okay with it a year from now? Context matters. When people continue deferring making a decision, they're allowing their fear, it could be low self-esteem, other questionable factors weigh them down. It doesn't always mean that the longer you take making a decision, your decision will be right, it will be perfect, and that there will be no consequences. Every decision has consequences. Sometimes people engage in a perfectionist stance. What it really does is it is masking low self-esteem. You're in the game of life. And finally, here are a few tips for you to consider when you go about the decision-making process. Keep in mind, it doesn't matter if you're 100 listening to this, 8, 50, or 25 years old. And if you are out there listening and you happen to be 10 years old, you're welcome to consider this. All of us have intuition. That is considered our gut. We have our gut feeling, and the more we listen to it, the more we apply it, the stronger it will become. It can help you guide you in all matters of life. Keep in mind, we are humans. We are not ever going to be 100%, but intuition is there to guide you when it comes to making good decisions, safe decisions. Decisions that could save you time, resources, money, save you emotions that may evolve into unhealthy ones because you find yourself committing to things, people, situations that are not for your highest good. Before making a decision, look at the upside. What are the pros? What are the cons? You want to make sure the pros outweigh the con, because if there are more downsides to making a decision, chances are high that those downsides will manifest very quickly. And keep in mind that when you make a decision and it doesn't go well, 9 out of 10 times you can make it right. Not all the time. And if you are going to go looking for information, right, and this goes for everybody out there, and I even put myself out there, when I say do your due diligence. You're never going to have 100% information available to make your decisions. Don't blindly trust people. We do have a culture of blindly being loyal to things because people are easily impacted by the numbers game, because people have a certain followers or they have a certain status, a title, and all of that. When you go looking for advice or you to run a second opinion or a third opinion, before you do that, ask yourself, what are you doing? Why are you doing it? What is the objective behind it? What is the decision that you're planning to make? Are you going to seek validation or are you trying to seek a perspective so you can make a responsible decision? If you're going out there for a 20th consultation, then I know that you don't care about making the decision. You just want attention. Getting a 20th consultation may not be a bad thing, but chances are very high you're going to confuse yourself and forget why you even started the whole process of going out to seek any form of guidance. Over time, you should develop the objective that you should be able to make those decisions, not to the point where you're superhuman. We are human. We are meant to be interdependent in society, but you don't want to be to the point where you become codependent and you stop living. And ultimately, I ask everyone to reflect on your past decisions out there. What went well? What did not go well? What could you do better? So this is not about shaming, hating yourself. This is about celebrating who you are and becoming better. I leave you with, what did you accomplish during the year that you're proud of? What didn't go the way that you thought it would pan out? And what did it teach you? And finally, what goal do you have for the following year? If anybody would like to share their testimony or have any topics that you would like me to cover in the coming year, go to sashatalks.com, click on the contact page, and let me know. I look forward to hearing from you. I thank all of you who tune in now and then, regularly, or whenever you hear content in some capacity. I wish you well. Have a wonderful holiday. Be well, be safe, and be blessed.